Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. Do you have a plumbing emergency? Call Four Seasons. An electrical emergency? Call Four Seasons. A heating or cooling emergency? Call Four Seasons. Same day hot water tank installation needed? Call Four Seasons. Need a whole home generator? Call Four Seasons. We guarantee same day installation on all heating, cooling, plumbing, and electrical needs. And no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You're listening to Ride at Home with Rich, brought to you by GAF Roofing. And now, here's your host, Rich Horace.
All right, good Saturday afternoon, and welcome to Ride at Home with Rich. And it's Halloween weekend. Oh my gosh, I love the fall. I love Halloween. Can't wait for everything going on. I am curious for everyone out there, though, are you ready? Is your kitchen ready for all the festivities of Halloween? Are you making your chili? What's going on in your life? You know, I can't wait. Chili, we always have chili, costumes, the kids, the candy. Gotta love the candy. So great weekend for everybody. Make sure you're good. Make sure you're prepared. And for today, we have all the answers for you that you might need on anything about your kitchen, designing questions. To help today is my guest, Mosby designer Jill Warbeck will be with me. And, you know, you can give myself and Jill a call today, and we can get to the bottom of anything that you've got going on around the interior home, kitchen, bath, any design questions. Have you ever just wanted to just drill the mind of a designer and be like, oh, I really wonder if, you know, how this would look or what colors might go with how I painted this room? Well, today is the magic day. You can get a hold of both of us, but only for the next hour. So 314-241-9797 or 866-455-9797 right now for the next hour. Our topics today, obviously, is everything kitchens, kitchen-based cabinets, countertops, plumbing fixtures, appliances, how to design it, how to select it, how to get through the whole process. We have all of that for you today. And of course, don't forget, I'll have my On the Road with Rich segment kind of sprinkled throughout the show. Halfway through the show, I'll have my hack. As always, I've got a real easy way for you to figure out which way your doors swing. So sometimes you need to know that when you're trying to get something new or working around the house, adding a room addition. So there's a real quick, easy way to do that, and I will have that for you halfway through the show. Now, again, our topics today, anything that you need, anything design, we've got my magic designer with me today. You're going to absolutely love it. You can give us a call, double the advice, double the trouble right here today. We can get to anything about your home for the next hour. Again, 314-241-9797 or 866-455-9797. And I'm going to get right in here with you, Jill. I do want to say I really appreciate you coming out, taking an hour out of your day and joining us. And hopefully you can give some really good information to all the listeners out there. So thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Rich.
Be here. I do like to start out kind of, you know, let everybody learn, understand, you know, what's going on with yourself, where you've been, where you came from, what's behind the whole myth going on with you. So I want to start out. Oh, yeah. Everything's a myth to me. So have you always been in the St. Louis area your whole life?
Yeah, I actually grew up in the North County area. So
definitely. Awesome. Mm-hmm. So we've got the two questions of school. We can go to both of them now because since you've always been around St. Louis, we got to know what high school.
Oh, I went to Hazelwood East.
Awesome, awesome. Not far from where I was.
No.
College?
Well, I went to Southwest Missouri State, but now it's Most State. So.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's right. Yeah.
So I was down in Springfield. I'm a Bear.
Awesome, awesome. So and tell me just what got you into, you know, what's the background? What got you into design? What got you kind of into this industry with us?
Okay. So growing up, my dad was in construction. So I always felt a pull to go into architecture. But then when I went away to school, I went into accounting, which then transferred over to interior design. So I ended up in interior design.
Awesome.
With my degree there. And the rest is kind of history. I ended up after college going and working in the store planning area. And then I ended up in what we're doing right now, remodeling and design build.
Yep. And so everyone knows out there also, and we'll talk about some kitchens. We'll talk about everything we do in there, how to design them, how to get through it, what our processes are, how we can help you. But for the listener and the callers, and if you have any questions, I'm here to tell you right now, I'm just going to call Jill out. She is the absolute cabinet expert. If you wanted to know anything about a cabinet, make, shape, design, what's the best, how it should be, I'm telling you, she's got that for you. So we do have Judy on the line here. So I'm going to go straight to that and see what Judy has going on, because maybe she has a cabinet question. I don't know. Judy, what do you got for us? Thanks for calling.
Thanks for letting me talk or ask my question. So my husband watches these YouTube videos about countertops that are laminate and doing a process to them to make them look like they're marble or stone of some sort. And he thinks that would be great for our kitchen. And I do not want to do that. Do you have a good counter argument? Ha ha, pardon the pun. But do you have an argument against going with that? Is there a good reason to not do that?
So my part that I always go to with that is everything's as good as its base, as good as what's underneath it. So that's just something to think about in the lasting value and how long these things last. Jill, do you have any comments on that?
I agree with Rich. Like Rich said, I'm very in tune to cabinets. And even if you paint cabinets, it goes back to the base that you're creating or the adhesion. So if the adhesion isn't there, you're not going to get a long-term solution for your countertops. I haven't seen the product, but I think I've seen what he's talking about doing. Yeah.
Yep.
So
go ahead.
Go ahead. Oh, I was going to say, so they do some kind of pouring of something and spreading of something, and to me, I would just rather have the natural stone or, you know, the product. I don't want to have something that's kind of layered on that who knows how long it's going to last.
Yeah, so that's the two things I would advise is to say, think about one, how long do you want or need this to last? You know, how long do you plan on staying in this home? Mm-hmm. And then think about the warranty. Ask about the warranty of the product, you know, how long for what. And then kind of like I was saying earlier, the real biggest argument is just what's underneath it. So if you get heat from the dishwasher, something like that, and the laminate countertop is made of particle board, that can swell. So if that happens after that's put on, what happens to what's on top of it? You know, ooh, if it swells and moves and your laminate countertop's going to crack, mm-hmm, I would have to guess what's on top of it will probably crack. So there's things that can happen or go wrong, you know, in a process like that. So if it shifts, if it moves, if it humidity swells wood,
and shrinks it back down. So, you know, you could have that happening constantly with the laminate on top of that wood in a minute fashion and not know it. But then once you get a new hard surface on top of it, maybe something happens with that. So, and check reviews, do a lot of research. That's my main thing, is do a ton of research, check reviews. How long has it been on the industry? You know, how long have people had it? Is anybody complaining? Is there anything out there? I would just dig and dig and dig and see
that
what you find.
Great. Thanks so much. I appreciate your tips.
Oh, absolutely. No problem whatsoever. It's a great question. And it is, you know, something that is happening more and more in the industry. I am seeing way more of products like that. They're trying to make it simpler and more cost effective and easier for people, but they don't always have longevity in mind on that list when they do it. So I appreciate it, Judy. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
You're welcome. That is super interesting, you know, question and topic and everything, because, you know, here at Mosby, we are built on lasting value. We're always talking about how to, you know, how the house is scientifically, how to make it last the longest. You know, when we design, that's why we work together as a team, so that we can think about, you know, what keeps the house stable, healthy for the future, and then what's the good design things and how can you make those items work and last and really be there for a long time for everybody. That's one of our definite biggest goals, you know, here at Mosby when we do stuff like this, is what we call lasting value. What kind of lasting value will you get out of it? And we're huge on that. But I want to have a little bit of fun here because we do this. I love to do this with everybody, and it just kind of the help to get to know you thing and everything. So we've got our lightning round questions. I tried to change them up for Jill here a little bit because I do know. And I was going to start off with cake or pie and then say, oh, I'm just kidding. So I did format some for you so that we can know about your stuff and everything. So for everybody out there, Jill's a little bit healthy eater than I am. So I would have an answer to cake or pie, but so for Jill here, would you rather have, let's do some either or, romaine or iceberg lettuce in your salad?
Romaine.
Obviously. Legal pad or iPad?
Ooh. Hmm.
I see you with a lot of papers.
I do. I'm legal pad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Dogs or cats?
Dogs.
Yep. Here, red wine or white wine?
I do love a great red wine.
Awesome, awesome. So what is some favorite things? What's your favorite Halloween movie?
Ooh, growing up, I loved the original Poltergeist. And now I'm starting to get into the Scream series. Finally, I know it's like 20 years old or something.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm a little behind the curve.
Oh, that's okay. That's what Netflix did to all of us, right?
Right, exactly.
So what's your favorite vacation spot?
Ooh. Breckenridge. That we went on family trip. It was amazing in Colorado.
Awesome.
Going skiing and everything.
A lot of people say Colorado.
Yeah.
Favorite childhood TV show?
Ooh. I love the Jetsons and the Flintstones. I love the cartoons.
Oh yeah. Flintstones was always a big one for me too. Mm-hmm. So what was your first job?
I worked at Things Remembered. I engraved things, and I did the sandblasting.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I cannot tell you how many people in the early 90s probably have some of the products that they gave to their wedding parties.
Yeah, yeah.
I did.
That is really cool. That is the most interesting first job I think I've heard yet, by the way. That is really kind of cool. So, first concert?
Lollapalooza. The one with Pearl Jam and Soundgarden.
Oh, nice.
That was an amazing concert.
All right. So do you have a hidden talent? What can you do that I don't know?
Actually, I really love football, so I play fantasy football. Guess you didn't know that.
I did not know that. That is totally awesome. I got a story for that here in a second.
So they actually call me Jenny, if you've ever seen the league. I'm not okay. Miss Jenny, but anyway.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. So describe yourself in three words.
So determined, family-centered, I know that's two words, but fun-loving.
Awesome. Awesome. So yeah, the fantasy football thing was one of my sisters would watch a lot of football, and she had a guy trying to ask her out on a date, and she wanted to go, but she's kind of trying to get out of it or like move it, and he was like, oh, you know, she's, well, I kind of got something going Sunday, and you know, and it was Dan Marino was playing football, you know, uh-huh. This goes back a little ways.
Right.
And so finally she's like, yeah, no, see, Miami's got a big game on Sunday. Marino's playing. And he's like, I'll totally watch football with you. You know,
that's awesome.
But yeah, not a lot of that. So back then anyways, mm-hmm. for sure.
Right.
You know, definitely nowadays. Yeah. It's, you know, everybody kind of does everything. And I think that's totally awesome for sure. So I just started watching an actual sports like commentary show, like just a show about all kinds of different sports called Can We Talk, and it's all women, and they're fabulous.
Nice.
I mean, they do such a good job. I record it and watch it like every week or whatever.
I haven't seen that.
Yeah, I don't remember what channel. When you do everything on the internet like mm-hmm. that, you can never remember like a channel or whatever. I just saw it and like.
Right.
Started recording it, and but yeah, it's called Can We Talk. It's a really cool show. They do a bunch
out.
Of different stuff, so and they're smart, you know, they really truly are. So, but let's I can't wait to get into some of this kitchen stuff with you, but for now, we're gonna get into our first break here. For everybody else out there, again, if you have a question, anything you've always wanted to ask a designer about. Right now, you got a home project going on, anything you're looking at, give us a call. We'll have your answer, 314-241-9797, and we'll be right back with my hack after this.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, here's Rich's Right at Home Hack.
All right, here we go. We're back. Got my Right at Home Hack here. So when I was a project manager, I was responsible for double checking all the measurements for a project, just reassuring that everything we ordered would work, fit, would fill the needs, would fill all the expectations of everybody. Again, measure twice, cut once. Well, in this case, purchase once. So in doing so, I constantly had to recheck which way doors were swinging and that we were getting the right size door. So I thought I would share the trick that we all learned and what I trained through many other managers, because it can be a little bit confusing, but this makes it pretty simple. So for interior doors, if you visualize yourself standing in the doorway with your back against the side of the door, the jamb of the door that has the hinges on it, all right, and just hold both your arms straight out, and whichever arm is straight out with the way that the door swings, That's what handed your door is. So if it's your left arm, it's left-handed. If it's your right arm, it's right-handed. And going to exterior doors, it just kind of adds a little spin to it that you do the exact same thing, but you also have to pay attention to in-swing or out-swing. So if you hold them out and it swings left and it's your left hand and it's swinging into the house, it'd be a left-hand in-swing. Or if it's swinging outside, it would be a left-hand outswing. So you just got to add that little part in there to make sure that you get it right. So I hope that this makes it simple for you. And maybe in your next DIY project, if you're looking to get some doors, you'll understand a good way to reassure that you get the right door the first time for you. So if you want to hear this hack again or any of my weekly hacks, just go back on Facebook, search for me, Rich Orris Mosby. You type that in, take you right to me on Facebook. All of my hack videos will be there every single week. And for everybody on Facebook, you can join us live right now, 97.1 FM. We're going to get back to that with Jill Worabek with me today, Mosby Designer. And I want to get into some of this kitchen stuff. I want to get into the meat and the bones of, you know, what we do. And so I guess I'll start out with my on the road segment I came up with, because I try and think about ones that involve who I'm with when I have a guest. And so I thought back about, you know, one of the, was kind of a most house remodel. The kitchen was a big part of it, but we had a lot of energy work, a lot of maintenance items. You know, how do I keep my house? I want to be here a long time. And there was a lot of stuff going on with this particular house. There was a crawl space that had things going on. And, you know, there was a utility room that was on an outside wall that had some air infiltration and some condensation and things going on. And, you know, wanted to figure all that stuff out, because she was also kind of contemplating at the time, do I remodel my house or do I just rip this thing down and do I just build a new house? And that was actually happening a lot, you know, in the area where she lived. And we had a lot of conversations about, you know, what are really the pros and cons of just tearing your house down and building a new house. And, you know, not only are you not living in that house for probably the better part of a year, even if they tell you 6-8 months or something, most people, ask all your friends, ask people, they're all like, oh yeah, it ended up taking a year. I couldn't. So you got to live elsewhere for a year. You got to figure that stuff out. But, you know, also a lot of it is just to get to the same cost, they might be really not putting in some great, great products. So when you remodel, you get to do exactly what you want, and you can really pick through some really super great products, great design, long-lasting value, and you can spend a little more money on the neat, cool stuff and stuff that will last a long time rather than, you know, spending it on getting the whole house completely rebuilt. And when they build homes, you really got to pay attention to how they wrap it, how they flash it. Are they going to keep water out? They're going to have a one-year warranty, where we'll have a 10-year warranty. So there's a lot of differences there in how you're handled, how they work with you. And if we do it right, you get to live in the home the whole time. But so there's all these challenges when we do that on how do we build it right? How do we make it healthy? How do we keep it energy efficient and do all the cool, neat stuff inside the home, you know, for you at the same time? And hence, that's why we do a lot of this work as a team, because everything I know about design, I've learned from you, Jill, or all of the other designers around me. So, and I know you guys have learned a lot from us.
Absolutely.
On what to do, and yep, it's not a good idea to do that or this. Mm-hmm. So what would you say is some of the most challenging areas of design when it comes to dealing with, you know, we want to make this home energy efficient, healthy, not leak, not do, you know, and things like that? Because I know we're constantly, you know, in that battle a little bit of make it work for them well in the house, but keep them there, keep them healthy, and keep them lasting.
Mm-hmm.
So what are some of those challenges you face?
Well, you were just speaking of the project that we did together that one time. And in this particular one, there was a huge vault that went through her kitchen and her great room. And we and but the whole space was really, really dark.
Yeah.
So we had to figure out how to get additional light in there. And in this particular case, because of the vault, there wasn't space up in the attic to add the can lights, the recessed can lights. We actually did a cable system of lighting,
yeah,
which was really, really cool. And it gave the client the needed lighting for her kitchen area. And we were able to add some ceiling fans in the other areas just to give her that additional lighting. But that one was extremely challenging, finding a light solution for her. In addition, the other thing I would definitely we would always recommend is not putting any of the plumbing work on the exterior walls.
Yeah.
Or even putting niches or anything in the exterior walls, because you're going to allow a lot of air coming through and for the plumbing, potential freezing. There are a lot of other things, you know, we have to look at as well, like where are the load-bearing walls? Can we take down the walls? What is that going to do? How do we support the roof load? All of that.
Yep. And you know, I can't say how many times, I probably should have counted over my career, that I'm doing, you know, I've done a lot of exteriors. I've done a lot of protect the house, watershed planes, fix the outside, fix leaks. How many times we find rotted plywood mm-hmm. on the outside of a home and we tear it off and there's a square of tile stuck to the plywood and we're looking inside their shower.
Nice.
And they've literally like did a shower niche in there and they just put tile right on the back of the plywood and that, and I'm like, oh my God, you know, so we got an interior repair to do now, guys. Don't use that shower for just a hot minute while we wow. refigure your shower. But yeah, it can be challenging on, you know, we're always having these meetings and conversations. All right. So where do I put the shower? Because what do we got here? What do we got there? You know, and you know, it can ideally not be ideal for the health of the home on where mm-hmm. you put something like that or how you do it. And there's ways to build a second wall, put a thermal break. We can do all those things, but not all bathrooms can afford to lose 4 more inches.
Absolutely not. No.
You know?
Even an inch sometimes is unbearable in a design to lose.
Yeah.
So we have yep. many, many discussions on what we can and cannot do.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's the value of what we call here at Mosby, that deep bench, the team, the knowledge of, you know, if we have, you know, right now we've got probably well over 100 employees, probably close mm-hmm. to 130, somewhere like that. If you added up the years of knowledge, I would have to guess it's got to be well over 500 or 600, or it's going to be hundreds of years of knowledge. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we can advise each other. We learn to listen to each other. We learn to understand what each side means and you know, what needs to happen and just become this great team of putting things together. So I do want to remind everybody that, you know, you can get with us. You can check out our website, callmosby.com. You can call our office, 314-909-1800, and we can come out. We can check out all your projects. We can design them. We can build them. We can do everything residential under the sun for you. So make sure you get a hold of us. And for everybody, the last segment coming up, it's your last chance to get in on this. So feel free to give Jill and myself a call, 314-241-9797. We're going to jump into our break, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to Ride at Home with Rich, brought to you by GAF Roofing. And now, here's your host, Rich Horace.
All right, we are back. Final segment, I have Mosby designer Jill Warabek with me today. And, you know, we're going to talk a lot about kitchens and solving some stuff in the kitchens. That was one of our main goals today. So we're going to let Harold come in on the line and help us with that, with his question about some cabinets and in a microwave. Harold, are you with us?
I am indeed. And I thank you for your presentation this morning. It's really interesting that you talk about cabinets, because I have a kitchen that I've had the same kitchen for the 25 years I've lived in this home, and now I want to bring about a change. And so for 25 years, I'm sure the cabinets, because we've looked at a lot of cabinets, they just seem to be so, so different now. We have all, our cabinets are all wooden, and, but my wife and I would prefer to have some amount of glass. And we have a second problem, because we want to also see about a microwave. We have a stove and a microwave together. Unfortunately, the microwave has long since met its demise, but it's still in place there. Wondering what you might suggest we do in that regard, because we do want to do that. And our basement is unfinished. So we've had several people come up and say, you have to have your basement, whatever measurements, because whatever your basements are, or, space restraints will affect your kitchen. And I wonder if that's true, and what would you suggest I do, sir?
Oh, yeah, sure. Absolutely, no problem. So the basement thing, so what were they saying about the basement with the kitchen?
They said, if what has happened now is we have one light out in our kitchen. We had two lights. Now we only have one light, because there was a short. And so they said, to do that, they had to go do some kind of modifications in our basement. I said, all we want to do is do our kitchen. But then they said there was some other situations. And I said, that just doesn't sound right. So when I tuned in this morning to hear how you were talking about cabinets and, mm-hmm. Repairs and so forth, I said to myself, that doesn't sound right. But I don't know whether, what the effect of doing a kitchen remodel have to do to an unfinished basement. I didn't know whether there was a correlation or not, but I'm getting the right information. So I thought I would call you because of the reputation of your company and the company of your guests as well. So the reputation of your guests, I wanted to find out what needs to take place in that regard, or some suggestions.
No, absolutely, Harold. I really appreciate the kind words. And yeah, so it sounds like probably what they are saying is if there's an electrical issue in the kitchen, they probably need to get wiring down to the electrical panel box in the basement. And when we do kitchens, and when you do a complete kitchen remodel and you pull the proper permitting and you do all of that, kitchens from 25 years ago are much different than kitchens today, not just the things you can buy and how they work and everything, but all of the codes and all of what you have to do. So we are finding ourselves replacing those electrical panel boxes very often when we do kitchens, because now there's so many different circuits. So the lighting's on a circuit, the outlets are on a circuit, the GFI is over the counter on a circuit, and then every appliance that you add has its own circuit. And of course, there's more appliances today. So as you separate, like the stove and the microwave, now you create a circuit that you need. So my guess is, from what you're saying, is they're talking about they need access in the basement for electrical stuff and or possibly plumbing stuff to do the work on the actual kitchen. And that would be correct in a lot of those cases. So with your microwave, you said your microwave and your stove is together right now, like a combo type thing. Is the microwave above the stove, and it acts
that's
as a
correct.
Okay.
Yeah, the microwave is above the stove, and so you can't get to the fuse or find a fuse for that. I guess it may be in the box, in the electrical box, and so I wanted to make sure that I can't take the microwave out. It's defunct now, so I'm just using the stove now. So I have a separate microwave to microwave food, but in a remodel I would like to be able to have it where, if that's still fashionable or even possible, because as you say, 25 years ago they're a lot different than they are now, and so I want to be remodeled. But I, like I said, I've been in the home 25 years and only have 5 more years for the person home outright, but I didn't know what was to add value maybe to the home, as well as keep my wife happy as well in that sense.
Yeah. And I think Jill could probably touch on this microwave, because there is newer microwaves that are actually, they're easier to get access to, and they're not up high over the range like that. So, Jill, you got some thoughts for the microwave?
Harold, can I ask you a couple of questions really quick?
Yes, ma'am, by all means.
Okay. Are you thinking of redoing the entire kitchen, or are you just looking at redoing that particular area?
Actually, I'm going to be, you know, because the our dishwasher works, you know, regular, all that kind of stuff works. We just said our stove, and we use our stove, but our microwave is not. And then, of course, we have, you know, the refrigerator and all that. And like he rightly states, you know, that they're all so many different circuits. And then we had an addition put upon our home, and so that might have some effect upon it too. And the space issues. Now, we don't have a large space for a kitchen because 25 years ago, people just had sort of a small space. You know, in 25 years, they made it with, you know, with all kinds of added situations there. But I would have space issues, you know, and then I guess maybe financial issues as well. So I would just see what I need, what would be the best way, just go with an auxiliary microwave or replace that, you know, in the total recall, I mean, total remodel, what would be the best suggestion in that regard?
Well, you had mentioned something about glass doors, correct?
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
Are you thinking just glass doors over the microwave? Or are you thinking, because it sounds like we're just literally focusing on that particular area. Am I correct?
Well, that's because you know, it's there, but it's not functional.
Okay.
The stove obviously is functional, but the microwave is not functional. That's why we had to get the auxiliary. Mm-hmm. But again, in a smaller kitchen, it causes you to not be able to,
right.
You only have limited space to do everything you need to, you know. And so we have, and you were talking about countertops, I think one of the other callers, and the fact of the matter was it's just a wood one, as opposed to you talking about some of the other modifications in there. We want to be fashionable, mm-hmm. but we also want to be economical as well.
Absolutely. So what I would do, I mean, if your other appliances sound like they're in working order, I would change out the microwave. And I would suggest keeping it as perhaps a recirculating microwave, because if you do that, you could change out the doors above the microwave to glass door. Well, you would have to finish the interior of the cabinet. So I would say just change out your microwave, hold off on doing the glass doors unless you are prepared to finish the interior of that cabinet over the microwave. And you could change out your countertops if you wanted, but that would update your kitchen for a reasonable amount.
And what kind of, I mean, I know we're just talking on the radio, so it would probably be hard for you to give some guesstimate on some kind of repairs or the cost involved in that area. You know, since I'm a senior citizen, I wanted to find out what kind of cost we're looking at for that.
So, yeah, I mean, without seeing stuff, any kind of cost estimate would be kind of a wide-ranged wild guess. But, you know, a new over-the-range microwave purchased and installed and completely done could be anywhere, you know, anywhere around like $1,000 or something just to replace a unit and purchase it and do all of the things and get it installed to get it done. And, you know, kitchen updates can go, you know, kitchens are the most expensive room in the house. So it, depending on what you pick and different things, I mean, you could be thousands of dollars. You could be $10,000. You could be $20,000 just even in some updates and upgrades and things like that. And, you know, full kitchen replacements could get you up into the, you know, 30, 40, 50,000, you know, for okay. replacing even small areas, you know, can be some of the most expensive just is all the things that go in it. If you imagine buying a car for $20,000 and a wedding ring for $10,000, you know, and wedding ring is like, that's pretty small, you know, but it could still be one of the more expensive things you buy. So that's kind of how a lot of that can relate there. But you know, okay, I would say you could do something for like $1,000 to $5,000 or whatever, and you know, getting something kind of done in that microwave stove area, things like that. But so I would tell you too that, you know, coming out and seeing it and looking and seeing what everything is, we have several areas of how we work here at Mosby Building Arts. So we've got like our Wright Kitchen division. We do the full service design build. So when we come look at something like that, we can talk about all of those areas, and it could be a simple fix. It could be some updates that maybe involve a designer helping with some selections after it's purchased, or it could be a full design service. Here's what it would cost to figure out a whole replacement and, you know, redesign of an entire kitchen. So we can do all of those steps, no matter how big or how small, here at Mosby Building Arts for you. So I would say if you're looking at it, give us a call.
I will do that. Thank you so much for all your information, because you have a lot to think about now. And so I thank you and your guests for your kindness, for your expertise, and for sharing it with me today. I appreciate it very much, sir.
Yeah, absolutely. I appreciate the call. And, you know, great question. And it's something that a lot of people are up against. So have a good day, Harold, and have a good Halloween and everything too this weekend. And so we're getting down here to the end. We're getting short on time. I got a question for you, Jill, and I wanted to get this out before we're done for sure. So, you know, because we didn't get into a lot of the meats and the stuff that I wanted to get into because of a couple great calls, which is awesome. But if you were to give somebody just a piece of advice, I'm thinking about doing my kitchen. What's the one piece of advice? What's the one thing, the first thing you would say, or you think everybody should know getting into something like that?
Oh, I would definitely start really taking advantage and figuring out how you use the space, how your family uses the space, what is the reason you want to redo the space. Is it because it has to, or is it purely because you want to? But really start figuring out what are your needs, what are your wants, and then start figuring out your style and what you like, what you don't like. That can really help when you bring somebody in to talk to about redoing your space. A place that I like to go to online
is
called house.com. It has great ideas to look at different styles and everything like that. So that would be what I would recommend.
Awesome. No, I appreciate that, because it is a big process. There is a lot involved. There's a lot to it. That's why we have multiple people, you know, working on and doing these processes and really helping everybody, you know, assist everybody through it. So again, for everybody out there, and Harold, again, you know, you can find us online at callmosby.com. All the information there. You can give us a call, 314-909-1800, and set up an appointment. We can come out and check it out and see everything. So I appreciate it one more time, Jill, having you on. It was a ton of fun. Thanks for being here. We're completely out of time. I will talk to everybody next week.
All right. Thanks, Rich.